We're going to be talking about the 10 irrefutable laws of network marketing, principles that big money earners know that we want to make sure that you know as well. But before we get into that, I want to start with our promotion that we've got going on. It's a 3 Steps to Success promotion. It started the 1st of August, goes through October, and actually becomes less and less valuable, as most promotions do, as the time goes on. And why I say that is because the longer you have to take advantage of the promotion, the bigger your opportunity to succeed at it. And importantly, as you're talking to new people, the longer that they have to take advantage of the promotion, the better the opportunity that they have to succeed at it. So this promotion is more valuable today than it will be tomorrow, and it's more valuable tomorrow than it will be the next day. And so I want to make sure everybody has all the information they need. The 3 Steps to Success, first is to share gift cards, and we're offering unlimited free gift cards. For every 5 gift cards you get redeemed, you get 5 gift cards back from the company. And I talked to lots of prospects who almost can't believe that that is true, and that's a good reaction to get. So make sure that you're sharing that with people, not only sharing the gift cards, but also sharing the opportunity of having unlimited free samples. That will get lots of people's attention. Number 2 is we're offering an additional $225 in weekly bonuses for every 9 points that you earn. You get 3 points for a gold pack, 2 points for a silver pack, and 1 point for a bronze pack or any enrollment over 150 points. Those points are cumulative over the entire course of August, September, and October, meaning that, again, the longer time you have, the more opportunity that you can score those 9 points, get that $225 once or twice or 3 times. So make sure that you're taking advantage of it and you're also sharing that with people that you're talking to. The 3rd is the rank advancement promotion. So if you've never been a consultant and you get to consultant this month, next month, or in October, we'll give you an extra $50. If you make it to director and you've never been a director before, we'll give you an extra $200. And if you've never been an executive and you get to executive this month, next month, or in October, you'll get another $500. So there's $750 on the table in one time rank advancement bonuses. I call them velocity bonuses. It's an opportunity for you to get focused and to understand that there's money on the table now that will not be there in the next 90 days. So we've done that on purpose. As we come into our prime selling season, we want to make sure that you have all the tools you need to be successful talking to folks. And one of the things that's always important when you talk to new people is to be timely. And right now, if you have a family or you know anybody with a family, back to school is usually top of mind. So depending on where you are in the U.S., some people have already gone back to school. I know I just talked to somebody from Arizona. Their kids have gone back to school already. And, you know, others don't go back to school until early September. Out here in Colorado, we're going back to school this week. And it's a great time to talk about creating healthy new habits for the entire family. The Love Super Meal is the perfect healthy start in the morning as a substitute or an addition to whatever the kids normally have for breakfast. It's a great after-school treat. It's a great late-night study treat, brain food with all the essential fatty acids. So there's a lot of reasons to be talking about Purium right now in a timely way because of the promotion we've got going on, as well as because of the time of year that it is. And one of the people who's going to be talking about Purium is Dr. Mike Wolfeld. He's going to be up in Northern California on Saturday and on Monday, and we put some information in the email blast as far as the people to contact and the phone number. So they're smaller meetings, but they are open meetings, and we would love to have you or your guests show up there. Dr. Mike is a great ambassador to Purium, an ambassador for health and wellness in general. So I'm sure that anybody who meets Dr. Mike is going to be impressed and excited by, you know, getting an opportunity to talk with him and understanding what he's about and therefore a unique and different entry into the Purium experience. So those are the announcements. Very important, very timely announcements.
Also, David, we also have an event going on in Long Beach tomorrow evening, which we put out a notice that if those of you who check your Email Blouse might know about that as well. So,
fantastic. Yeah.
West Coast, yeah, make sure that you get that invitation out and see if it is an RSVP required. So make sure you get that invitation out, and last minute reservations are definitely still okay.
Okay, good enough. I thought it was sold out, so that's my bad. So great. RSVP.
Well,
right,
you know what happened,
Mark?
David, is the room that we had available had a malfunction, so they put us into a bigger room.
Nice.
Which sort of opened up about 20 new seats, and I apologize
Perfect.
If you didn't know that.
Yeah, good. Well, you have an opportunity to see the Watermark Tower, fantastic property right in L.A. where Dave lives, and you know, we got Dave's home court advantage there, so he's going to be at the top of his game tomorrow night. So, yeah, if you're in L.A., you got to be there. If you know anybody in L.A., definitely recommend they get down to the Watermark. Fantastic venue, and Dave's going to be great. 7:30 tomorrow night, is that it, Dave?
It is 6:30. We're just starting. We're going to sort of like have a healthy happy hour between 6:30 and 7:30 with some really delicious little snacks and sipping. So get there for the healthy happy hour between 6 and 7 and stick around for the lecture.
Very cool. Well, thanks for letting me know. So good stuff. So let's jump into our training now. We're going to go through what I call the 10 irrefutable laws of network marketing. And I've had the good fortune over the 20-plus years I've been involved with network marketing companies to meet some really dynamic leaders, some people that have been very, very successful in a variety of different companies, promoting a variety of different products and services, and entrepreneurs of all shapes and sizes. I've listened into trainings from a variety of different people. And so most of the information that I'm going to be sharing here this evening is not my information per se, but rather notes that I took when I was in meetings listening to great speakers about what they said it took to be successful. And so I borrowed the term irrefutable, or the irrefutable laws, from John Maxwell. He's very famous. He has a very famous book called The 21 Irrefutable Laws of Leadership. And an irrefutable law is really just a fancy word or a fancy term for something that's always true. It's a principle. It's something that you can count on. So these 10 laws of network marketing are things you can always count on. And so I'm going to go through all 10 of them, about a minute or two on each, great information, and take some notes, or definitely, hopefully this will open up your mind to what's possible and what's available and what you need to be focusing on to be successful. The first law is the law of leverage. So our entire business model, the concept of network marketing, is the power of leverage, the power of compounding, the power of duplication. This is not a linear business. This is not trading hours for dollars. This is building a network of people. The business model itself has so much power in it. And the simple way to describe it is the concept of a penny doubling every day for 30 days. And most people know this, that if you take a penny and double it every day for 30 days, you will have more than $1 million at the end of the month. It's an amazing concept. Einstein calls it one of the most amazing concepts in all of mathematics, the power of compounding. What you don't realize is that after 6 days, you have about $1, and after 10 days, you have about $10. So you have $10 after 10 days. You would think that after 30 days, you'd have about $30. Oh, no, you have $1 million. And so why that law is so important is because you need to stick with it long enough. You need to stick with this business long enough. You need to be consistent long enough to let the business model and the power of leverage, the power of duplication, the power of compounding work to your benefit. So that's the first law, the law of leverage, or said another way, the law of persistence. The second law is the law of duplication. And the law of duplication is you need to be worthy of being duplicated. So if we're going to be compounding you, then you need to have the integrity. You need to treat it like a business. You need to invite people on a consistent and regular basis. You need to do the things that encourage others to follow in your footsteps, including the first law, which is that you're going to be here 1 year from now. So if you plant both feet and you say, if everyone in my group did what I did today, would that be a good day? If everyone in my group did what I did this week, would that be a good week? If everyone in my group did what I did this month, would that be a good month? So be worthy of duplication. Think about your business as if you already have 10,000 people listening in on all your conversations, hanging on every word, watching what you do, and that's going to make you better. And the better you are, the sharper you are, the more successful you'll be. So that's the law of duplication. The third law is the law of belief. You've got to believe in the opportunity that you have so that you can instill belief in others. So we believe, they believe, I know most of the leaders that are having success in this business, if you look around, their belief in our products, their belief in our opportunity, their belief in our tools, they love the story, they love the Real Food Revolution, they live the mission of the company, not because they have to, but because it's in alignment with who they are and what they want to accomplish. And so the law of belief that you're in the right place at the right time and that you love what we're doing is a very, very important law. So understand the products, understand the system, understand the opportunity, and build your belief. And the more that you build your belief, the easier it will be to instill belief in others. The fourth law is the law of attraction, which is once you have a high belief in what you're doing and once you understand how the products work, more about the mission of the company, you understand and believe in the business model that we just discussed, then you're going to be able to attract other people with similar attitudes, similar values. You're going to be able to make it look fun, make it look easy, make it feel like you're having a good time because you are having a good time. And there are lots of books, The Secret being the most famous of them, recently written about the concept of the law of attraction. So people hear the music as much as they hear the words, and they'll see and resonate with you if your belief level is high. So the law three and four work together very closely, the law of belief and the law of attraction. Attract great people. Attract people that you want to hang around. Who's the best person you know? Who's the second best person you know? And target those people, too. You know, who do you think would resonate with the Real Food Revolution? Who do you think would be interested in eating healthier, going back to school? Who would be interested in making more money in this economy? So find out, look at your list of people, and say, who am I attracted to and who would be attracted to this opportunity? The fifth law is the law of process. Super important law, which is then how big your belief and all these other things, that if you don't know how to be successful and what to do, it's hard to translate your enthusiasm into action and activity. We've got a Getting Started guide, Getting Started audio that's very, very specific in showing you how to walk people through the process. We get paid to promote. Invitation, presentation, and role. We have the pipeline process, and let the tools do the work for you. Utilize the gift cards. Understand what our process is before you decide to deviate from it. Try it 2, 3, 5, 10, 15, 30, 100 times, and then say, this is what I like, this is what I don't, this is how I'm going to modify it. But you've got to get into action. And the law of process and the law of action are really tied together there as law number five. So let me recap quickly. Your first law is the law of leverage. The second is the law of duplication. The third is the law of belief. The fourth is the law of attraction. The fifth is the law of process and action. The sixth is the law of reciprocity, meaning that once you are successful in helping somebody get started in the business, you need to get that person started right. So when you enroll somebody, that's not the end. That may be the end of the enrollment process, but it's the beginning of the much more important and much larger and much longer process of helping that person to be successful. When you enroll somebody into the business, it's your responsibility to welcome them, to make them understand what it is that we do and what tools and resources we have available. So I love this business model because the teacher is paid in direct proportion to the success of his or her students. The teacher is paid in direct proportion to the success of his or her students. So as you enroll people successfully, The law of reciprocity says, hey, I want to help you just like somebody helped me. The seventh law is the law of speed. The speed of the leader is the speed of the pack. This is a business that's like riding a bicycle. It's easier to do fast than slow. It's a momentum business, and every success that you have turns into another success and makes everything else easier. If I could snap my fingers and you were earning a monthly residual income of $30,000 or $40,000 or $50,000 or $60,000 a month, of $200,000 or $400,000 or $800,000 a year, believe me, every single person that you met, you would talk to about this business because you'd be so excited about what had happened to you and, importantly, what had happened to some of your students. Because if you're making $200,000 or $300,000 or $400,000 or $800,000 a year, there are other people that you've brought into the business that are earning similar amounts of money. Some may be earning more, some may be earning less, but there's nothing more fun than to see people have success. And it starts with the speed of the leader is the speed of the pack. So you can make money, you can make excuses, but you can't make both. It's one of my favorite sayings of all time. Let me say it again. You can make money, you can make excuses, but you can't make both. So focus on the activities, focus on creating that momentum, and then capitalizing on that momentum by communicating it to other people with your enthusiasm. That's the law of speed. The eighth law is the law of adjustments, which is just going fast isn't always necessarily going to get you from point A to point B the fastest. Certainly you want to pedal fast, but if you're going across town and you're pedaling three-quarters of the way out of your way and then three-quarters of the way out of your way and three-quarters of the way out of your way, you've got to make adjustments. You've got to measure your progress. You want to try new things. You want to figure out what things are working and what things are not working. Stop the things that don't work for you. Stop the time wasters. Stop the negative people and continue working with and helping and facilitating, you know, the people and the places that are productive for you. That's the law of adjustment. Measure and adjust. Set those SMART goals. Set your game plan, figure out what's working, and review at least once a month, you know, what's happening in your business, and are you doing the things you're supposed to do, and are you getting the results you're supposed to be getting. The ninth law is the law of celebration. People don't celebrate enough in this business for themselves and for others. There are opportunities at every turn to celebrate success. The first gift card that you hand out, the first gift card that your first person hands out, the first time you enroll a new person, the first time you get a new customer, the first time that you get your first $100 check, the first time you get your first $1,000 check, it's the first time you get the consultant or director or executive. You know, celebrate that for yourself. Celebrate that for others. This is a business that's for yourself but not by yourself. The more that you make it a team sport, and celebration helps you to make it a team sport, the easier and more fun and more exciting it's going to be. That's going to keep you in longer to let the business model do the work with you and for you. And the last law is the law of Kaizen. Kaizen is a Japanese word that means continuous improvement. It's sharpening the saw. It's improving your knowledge about the industry. It's improving the knowledge about the company, improving your knowledge about the product, improving your knowledge, listening to videos, listening to the Monday morning health minute, listening to the Wednesday night calls, improving your own personal development, helping yourself to understand about time management, about how to be a better person. All of those things turn into success. So whether it's skills, whether it's knowledge, whether it's attitude, everything that you do is a reflection of who you are as a business person and whether people are going to be attracted to you. So, you know, make your success something that you're excited about, and people will be excited with you and for you and want to join your mission and join your cause. So what I'd like to do one more time is recap the 10 laws. The first is the law of leverage, the law of duplication, the law of compounding. It's that penny compounding every day for 30 days. You got to hang in long enough to be successful and understand that persistence is the key to this business model more than any other business model out there. The second law is the law of duplication. You need to be worthy of being duplicated. The third law is the law of belief. The bigger your belief in the business and the opportunity and the business model and the company and the system and the opportunity and the compensation plan and the promotion, the bigger your belief, the easier it is to instill belief in others. The fourth is the law of attraction, your attitude, your values, making it look fun and easy. And, you know, not everybody has to be an exact duplicate of you. You know, you don't have to have a whole group of people that look and feel and sound exactly like you. The law of attraction is like-minded people, but not necessarily exactly alike sort of people. So find the best people that you know. Help them be successful. Law number five is the law of process or the law of action, making sure you know what you're supposed to do, how you're supposed to do it, and our Fast Start training will help you. The sixth law is the law of reciprocity, which is when you get somebody started, you get them started right. The seventh law is the law of speed. So it's also another action sort of law, which is the faster you go, the easier it is. The faster you go, the more fun it is. The faster you go, the more natural success will happen in the wake of your own improvement. And like I say, you know, one of my favorite sayings is you can make money, you can make excuses, you can't make both. So go fast, have some fun, and we've got promotions in place for you to do that. The eighth law is the law of adjustment, making sure that you're measuring your progress, making your adjustments as necessary. Ninth law is the law of celebration. And the tenth law is the law of Kaizen or continuous improvement. So, Dave, I know that you were interested in this training, and if you're still on the line with us here this evening, I'm sure you've got some words of wisdom, some of those laws that really stuck out for you as things that you feel are important in your life as an entrepreneur, because folks know you as a nutrition expert. I know you as a nutrition expert, but an entrepreneur and so much more. What really struck you as something that you wanted to emphasize? Davis, if you're still on the line.
The whole time. Well, I just want to say two things before I go, and I appreciate everybody being on the call tonight. Number one is, you know, I've involved in marketing or sales, quite honestly, sales, almost my entire life. I learned from an early time on that if I didn't have the greatest degree, if I wasn't, you know, if I wasn't really sort of born on third base, to be honest with you, if I didn't have a silver spoon in my mouth, the fastest way to equal the tables monetarily is to become a salesman, because I was unlimited. The more I sold, the more I earned. I wasn't limited to $10 or $12 or $15 or $20 an hour. I oftentimes earned hundreds of dollars in an hour because I knew how to close deals. And almost every place I worked, I was the number one or number two salesperson. And then typically when I got to the top of the commission chart, you know, they would change it, or they would find a way to sort of do something, you know, to split a territory or to take that money away from you, and eventually you quit that job and you move on. But all of those accounts, those hundreds of accounts that you got for those dozens of companies in your life as a salesperson, I always tell myself, what if I still had a commission from every one of them? What if after I left the company, they continued to pay me? You know how many millions of dollars I would have made by now? And the power of leverage is that penny. See, we can't fire you. We can't take it away from you. We can't tell you to stop working. You know, none of that. It's yours, and it's yours to earn, or it's yours to leave on the table. And so the first thing I want to say is that leverage is amazing, and that's the first illustration that comes to mind is if I were still being paid for every sale I ever made, I would be so rich, it would be ridiculous right now. And then the second thing I want to say is when, you know, in your laws, you talked about, you know, your belief. Well, right now, I want to challenge anybody to find a company that you could believe in, a person that you could believe in, a philosophy that you could believe in, products that you could believe in that is the quality that we're offering. So when you couple that belief with that leverage, I mean, I think that this is the right company for the right people, and it is the right time. And so that's all I have to say, and look forward to, you know, to having, you know, many more of these calls with a growing group of motivated people.
Excellent, excellent. Well, good stuff, Dave. And yeah, you know, I get the question a lot is, you know, do I own my business? And the answer is yes, you own your Purium business. And so you can sell it, you can will it, you can, you know, do whatever you'd like with it. And certainly we'd prefer that everyone's continuing to grow it and build it rather than retiring early. But that's your choice, as you say. And right now we feel like it's a time to grow, and we're excited about the promotions on the table and the events on the table. And so you've got Dave tomorrow, Dr. Mike through the weekend, and, you know, there's three different opportunities with our success, three steps to success promotion to build your business. So, as I said, hopefully you've got a couple of ideas that are important for you. If you like this call, all of our calls are recorded. They're in our back office. Debbie Garling does a fantastic job of archiving them. So if you've got a team of people, tell them to listen in. You know, share the link with people and let them know how they can be more successful, and let us do some of the work for you. That is what leverage is all about. I know tomorrow night, I believe there's also going to be a call. Is that right, Dave? I don't know if you're still on, but is Amy going to do a call tomorrow night then, even though you're going to be doing the event in L.A.? I assume there will be a call. Look for an email on that. And then every Thursday night we do our business opportunity presentation. So that's 4.